Elon Musk daar voor verbeest om het beurs.
Okay. Here goes. Zok the hele gigimare. Amal Rav Chabiri did Rava. Li Rav Ashi. Ichim Yachin Itoisiv Rava. Hani Tami Dizik Yehechach Linan Lohu. I don't know if this Rav Chabiri did Rava is the son of Rava. I didn't get a chance to look it up. But he's whoever it is saying V'achonim Itoisiv Rava, being that Rava has now been upgefrekt. We just said Tiyufta Rav Tiyufta. So Hani Tami Dizik Yehechach Linan Lohu. How are we eating? Tamri are dates, the Zika of the wind. How are we eating them? Rashi says it means that the Sharuach Mashir, they're being blown out by the wind. How are we eating them? It sounds like the Gemara is saying, if you hold like Rava, okay, Yish Lomidas, Havi Yish, no problem. Aber, if you hold like Abaya, Sahani Tamri de Zika, Hei Chachlin, how are we eating them? Amr Lehei. Given the Ikashkatim Ramasim, the Ka'achluhu Meikar Yushami Yayish Minhu Minaihu. Being that there is Shkatim and Ramasim there, all different types of maggots, creatures that eat it, so the biome is Miyayish from the beginning, Meikar Yushami Yayish Minhu. Says Rashi, Hey Chachlinanu, Ha Loi Miyayish. He's not Miyayish. V'had nokat. Let me boy me'achad itoisif rava kashali. Rashi asked the question. This is Rashi going out of his regular format of being a mefarish, being a commentary. Rashi now asks a question. It's very rare we hear questions from Rashi, but here is one. Rashi says, I don't understand. Why is this only after itoisif rava that you have this problem? Even without Rava being shlugged up, he could ask this question. What Chor Rashi means to say is this question is also shver even on Rava. Rava is moider than anything that falls. Chazusa machiach alav means that its complexion, its appearance is machiach alav, that we know which tree it's from, and therefore it's basically a davar sheyesh by simen. And what's the simen? The simen is the color, the shape, the appearance of this fruit is machiach alav, is like a simen who it belongs to. Chutz min ha-te'ena, the nation emesis simen nifilasa te'ena, it gets gross when it gets. It gets ruined when it falls, so therefore it loses this advantage of Chazus Machiach. So the Chor is a kasha even on Rava. No, it's even if we'd pass like Rava, we'd have this question of what are you doing with the fact that you can't eat it because it's like a davar sheyesh b'simen. There's no Yishlo Midas over here. V'nir be'enai. D'loy nakala ella laharbois bechoymer iser. It's only coming to bring it in order to strengthen laharbos, is to add on the strength or the severity of the iser. Kiloimar. What it means to say is as follows. Kiloimar, it means to say, Me'achar di toisiv afilu davar she'ein bo simin, kol shchein she'elu asurin she'esh bem simin. Rashi's stopping a kiloimar in here. Kaloima, what we mean to say is as follows. Being that we slugged up, even on a davar she'ein by simen, we're going to say that it doesn't work. Kol shchein she'elu asurin she'esh ben simen. For sure these, that they have a simen. For sure over here also. In other words, it doesn't really have to do with Rava and a bai really, because everyone would really agree over here that this is a davar sheyesh by simen, so therefore it shouldn't work. But what's the Gemara saying? Listen, you said even a davar sheein by simen, it's that you can't take it. So kol shchein and a davar sheyesh by simen, you shouldn't be able to take it. That's what Rashi said. Now the Chor, it's a little bit bizarre. Pshat and Rashi, Tosis we're going to see is going to argue. We'll see Tosis's pshat. But I don't understand what Rashi's pshat is. We paskin like Abaye, we don't paskin like Rava. So how is he being marbe in the chaymer of the iser? If it's yish shaloi midas, lo have a yish. Yish shaloi midas, lo have a yish. It's davar sheyesh b'simin, davar she'ein b'simin. Yish shaloi midas is lo. Abaye holds yish shaloi midas, lo have a simin, lo have a yish. Does it make a difference to Abaye if it's davar sheyesh b'simin, davar she'ein b'simin? Well, why? How are we being marbe in the chaymer of the iser by saying that you said it even by davar she'ein b'simin? Abaye holds yish shaloi midas, lo have a yish. So what's the marba in the chaimah of the Yisra? I'll explain to you. Maybe when you hear the answer, you'll understand better what I meant to ask. Is as follows. I think perhaps Pshat Rashi is as follows. According to Rashi, is it true that Abaye never holds of Yish Shaloi Midas? According to Rashi, is it true Abaye never holds? There's no such creature. There's no such thing as Yish Shaloi Midas. Yish has to be Bepoil. And if it's not Bepoil, I don't hold of the Yish at all. If he's not actually being Me'ayish, Abaye says no such thing. Is that? Would you say that? According to Rashi, there is no such thing as Yish Shaloi Midas. We said, according to Rashi, Zuta Shel Yam is Yish Shaloi Midas. Rashi says, the Makar for Yish is Zuta Shel Yam. Abaye doesn't know about it. Rashi holds there's certain times that Yish Shaloi Midas is going to work, even according to Abaye. When's there a Machloikis Abaye and Rav only by Dover She? Stomo Yish. But Dover that is Vadai Miyayish. Even Abaye holds that there's such a thing as Yish Shaloi Midas. So the Machloikis Abaye and Rav is not whether you have to be Miyayish Bipoyal or a theoretical yish is good enough. Even Abaye agrees with such a concept as a theoretical yish. Because Abaye agrees to the concept, if we want to strengthen the question, we say, look, Abaye, you agree to the concept of Yish Shaloi Midas, but not by a davar she'ein by simin. You don't agree over there. For sure you don't agree by a davar she'yesh by simin. So that's being marba in the chaimer of the kasha. In other words, we came to an agreement that everyone holds a davar she'ein by simin. You'd say yish shaloi midas is lo have a yish. What about a davar she'yesh by simin? That's even less on the totem pole of is he going to be miayish or not. The highest on the totem pole is Zuta Shel Yam. There Abaye is maskim. Next is Davar She'ein by Simin, which is this Mistama Miyayish. And the bottom is Davar She'yesh by Simin. So Abaye is only maskim to the thing on the top of the pole. In the middle, we said Abaye and we paskin. Everyone agrees that that is Einu Yish. So for sure, it's on the bottom of the pole is going to be Einu Yish. That's how we're being marbe in the chaymer of the kasha. I'll explain to you what I mean. Toysvis doesn't hold that way. I'll explain to you what I mean. Taisis, we said, holds there's no such thing as Yish Shaloi Midas according to Abaye. Abaye doesn't hold to the whole thing. It doesn't exist. No such creature. Yish has to be that he's actually thinking the Yish. You can't like pull Yish back from later before. The whole idea, Taisis doesn't hold, Abaye doesn't hold of. What's Zuta Shel Yam? It's Gzeres HaKosif. Rachmana Afgure. That's the whole thing. That's all it is. Taisis holds that always you need to have according to Abaye, you need das bepoil. So if Abaye holds, you need das bepoil. So there's no bigger question of it's a yesh by simon, it's a ein by simon. If he doesn't know about it, he doesn't know about it. If he doesn't know about it, it's yesh shaloi midas. And Abaye holds yesh shaloi midas, lo have yesh. So there's no totem pole according to Tosfos. There is just yesh that he was miyayish, and a case when he wasn't miyayish, and that's it. I don't care about he would be, he could be, he should be. According to Abaye, you need yesh bepoil. So therefore, the Chayra Toises wouldn't be able to say Rashi's Mahalach over here in the Gemara. Toises doesn't. Rashi Lishitasa holds that even according to Abaye, that there's degrees. Even Abaye agrees that there's such a concept called Yish Shaloi Midas, when it's a Vadai. So therefore, we're saying, look, Abaye, you hold by Stama, no, so for sure you're going to hold by whether the Yish by Simon, no. So Me'achad Itoisiv Rava, now that we're saying that everyone agrees to stage two that it's not going to work, so stage three for sure isn't going to work. That's being Moisif in the Kasha, according to Rashi. But according to Toisvis, the argument is chad v'chalak. There's one very clear argument. Do you need yish bepoil or not? It doesn't make a difference if it has a simon, doesn't have a simon, where it's from, where it's going. If it's anal, if he doesn't know, according to Abaye, it doesn't work. So there's no addition to the fact that me'achadi toisiv rava inachanami. Toisus has a different mahalach here in the sugya. Let's see Toisus's mahalach. What does Toisus say? says Tosfos. Tosfos says that according to Rav, it's good. Why? Because even those that are Enoch Anami, says Tosfos, the ones that fell directly below the tree, then you could apply the klal of Chazusoy Mechiach Olav, because they are directly below the tree. However, our case, we're talking about where these dates were blown far from the tree. That's why we call them Tamri de Zika. Zika means the wind blew them. Where did the wind blow them? So Rashi says he blew them off the tree. The Tosfos says, no, he blew them far from the tree. They were blown far away from the tree, so no longer can you mix, can you match up your date to your tree, because the date has fallen far from the tree. So therefore, Rava would hold that if he would know, the Bailam would know where it fell, he would be Miyayish. Why? Because is it anywhere near the tree? Is it anywhere near the tree? No, it fell far from the tree. So is there any way for the person that found it to return it to its owner? No. So therefore, he'll be Miyayish. So Rava Lishitasai would hold over here, he'd be Miyayish. It's only Abaye that Abaye holds that Yishalamidas lo aviyush, he's going to have a problem. I, the Gemara before that we saw in that Chaf Aleph on the base over there, it's talking about that they fell without the wind. So where they fall? Right. Directly below the tree. Therefore, everyone's going to hold over there that there's like it's a simit, so therefore there's no yish. But our case is Tamri Dezika. Tamri Dezika means the wind blew it far away. It says Tosfos, because the wind blew it far away, therefore you can't match it up anymore.
So what's the Abaye's answer to Tosfos?
What?
What's Abaye's answer to Tosfos? The Kim desk. I was trying to find it. What's his answer?
Shkatzim Ramasim?
Yeah. But doesn't matter. He doesn't know, he doesn't know.
No, because over here, even if they would fall directly below, he would be Miyayish. So we'll get to the text. We'll get to the halasa.
Okay. Do you want to say the whole Svara of Yiluha Yoda is not learning Yishuvah?
It's when he finds out, L'chayr.
It's supposed to sing here.
Yeah, it could be that it's over here. Im hayu yoidim means if they would know or when they find out. You have to know what the lashon of Tosfos is. But when they find out, that's what he means. They're going to find out that it fell over there. It's something that's dover the asilis galos. They're going to find out that it fell over there. When they come back to the tree, they'll see it's not beneath the tree. So they're therefore that. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't know, I'm not sure. Hakopanim. That's Tosfos' mahalach over here in the Gemara. The Achrayim say that this is machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is lishitasai. If you look back to Chafal from the base, I wasn't here when you did the Gemara and Daf Chafal from the base. But over there, Tosfos even has a different gears in the Gemara. The Gemara we have is chazusai machiach alav, which means everything depends only on that you could tell by the color and the shape of the fruit. Tosfos, however, has a different gears over there. It's zeisoy machiach alav, which Tosfos says means as follows. Because, that's what Tosfos says there on Chaf Aleph, because the olive fell right below an olive tree, so you have an olive below an olive tree. If they're both green, so, you know, it's normal to deduce that where did this olive fall from? The tree right above it. But it's only because they are one right on top of the other, because the olive doesn't fall far from the tree. That's the only reason. But Lu Yehei, Tosfos says over there, it does move, it rolls, or it gets pushed away. You cannot tell just from the color or the shape of the olive which tree it belongs to. That's what Tosfos says in Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Rashi over there seems to say not like that. That just if you would, even if it's, you know, 5 feet away, 10 feet away, I mean, how far is the wind blowing this date? It's not blowing it 3 blocks away. So the date is pretty close to the tree. It's not underneath the tree, but you can still take the date and hold it up to the tree, and you'll be able to affiliate the date with its mother tree. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos seems to say not like that. Tosfos says it's only only because it's directly below the tree. So therefore, Rashi couldn't say Tosis Pshat on our Gemara. Tosis is saying the Vard is because it was blown away, therefore, according to Rav Abimi Yaish, because once it's not under the tree, therefore the finder will not have a way to return it to its owner. That's Tosis Lashitasa that holds that the only way to identify the source of this fruit is because if it's directly below the tree. Once it's not, that's not a problem. Rashi, however, Lashitasa, over there, Rashi says that anytime, you can tell by the shape or the color, as long as it's not three blocks away, you'll be able to tell the difference. But Rashi doesn't have the option of saying that it blew far. Toisus Lashitasa, Rabbi, we understand why it's called Tamri Dezika. Why they call Tamri Dezika?
Really far.
Because they get blown away by the wind. And that's a necessary component in the Shiloh. It's only a Shiloh because they're being blown away. Therefore, you can't connect them to the original owner. However, according to Rashi, you have to know, why is the Gemara calling this Tamri Dezika? Why are they called dates that are being blown in the wind? Dates that fall. Where'd they fall? Directly below the tree. So
Rashi retouches. It says Sharuach Masha.
Yeah. So what do you need Ruach for?
Saying that the wind removes it. Rashi trying to stress it.
Correct. That's what Rashi says. Ruach Masha. All the wind is doing is removing it. Zevi is correct. But why do you need the wind for? Why didn't you just say they fell?
Isn't that how they fall?
They always need the wind to fall. They can't just fall.
How do they fall?
They fell because they were fully ripe. And when they're fully ripe, they disconnect. All oranges fall that way. Apples fall that way. I think dates fall that way. I mean, I don't know.
If the wind blows it far,
no, if it makes a difference if the wind blows it far. Rashi doesn't care if the wind blows it far. It's not going to help. So therefore, Rashi doesn't say that's Pshat in the Gemara. Because even if the wind blows it far, it's still going to be something that you can associate back with the original tree. So therefore, Rashi doesn't learn that the Gemara is saying the wind blew it. Who cares that the wind blew it? The wind disconnected it. Now, who cares that the wind disconnected it? That I don't know for sure. That we'll have to see. Kopanim, the Rambam here has the Mi'iri here has a whole different Pshat in the Gemara. Sorry, the Mi'iri. The Rambam is also Mashmazik. Miri's Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. It says the Mi'iri, what's happening is like this. The Mi'iri says that these Tamri Dezika that they fell, the Gemara's Havamina seems to be, the way I understand the Mi'iri is, that the Bible's not going to know that they fell. Why not? Because it's not normal for Tamarim to be knocked off by the wind. So therefore, the Bailam doesn't know about it. So that's the Gemara's question on Abaye. The Bailam doesn't know about it. What's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara says, Shani hacha di'ika shkotzim ramasim. What does that mean? So let's go. Rashi says that means that the Bailam is going to be miyayish because he knows that it's going to be eaten by shkasim and ramasim. Tosfos says the Bailam would have been miyayish even if it would have fallen in its place. The Bailam would have been miyayish because the get eaten by shkasim and ramasim. The Miri says a whole different shot in the Gemara. Says the Miri, how did this date get blown off by wind? I mean, that's not normal, dates to get blown off by wind. The answer is because shkatim and ramasim ate at the ukits of the pri, not it ate at the stem of the pri. While it was connected to the tree, there were shkatzim and ramasim on the tree that were eating at the stem of the fruit that weakened the attachment, the connection of the fruit to the tree, and then it got blown off the tree. That's what the Gemara means, Shani Achadika Shkatzim and Ramasim. What does that mean? That means that the Bailam is aware that it's going to fall. Because he knows he has Shkatzim Ramasim in his tree, he knows that that their connection is very fragile. Therefore, he is aware that it's going to it's going to drop. It's going to get knocked off by the wind. So according to Meiri, Pshat in the Gemara is like this. Tamri Dezika means they are dates that got blown off in the wind. Now, what gets blown off in the wind? Why are dates getting blown off in the wind? That's not normal, therefore he's not Miyayish. He's not expecting it. If it would fully ripen and fall, that the Bailam expects. Maybe that's like Yish Midas. But it gets blown off by the wind. It's such a bizarre thing. He's not expecting it. What's going to be the din? Answers the Gemara that you can eat it because he knows it's going to get blown off. Because why did it get blown off by the wind? Because the Shkatzim Ramasim ate at the Ukitz. What's the Ukitz again? The stem. He knows that he has Shkatzim Ramasim on his tree, so he's expecting it to fall. So therefore, is Miayish already? Well, it's on the tree.
Everybody else holds that the reason is because he's bad at Yish, because of Shkatzim.
Everyone else holds the Yish is because the Shkatzim Ramasim is going to eat it after it falls. And Ramiri holds the fort is the Shkatzim Ramasim not eating the fruit, rather they ate at the...
How's everybody else answer the question? It's Vada Yish, so because there's Shkatzim on the ground.
Right. Adarabah, according to the Meiri, why is there Yish? Just because it fell on the ground. Why don't you say Chazusa Machiach Alav? It could be the Meiri. It doesn't hold up Chazusa Machiach Alav.
This case is in Vada Yish.
What?
This case is in Vada Yish, though.
Why?
Because obviously you say it be saved. Somebody came along to pick it up. So it's not Vada Yish. A ship going down the ocean that can't be saved. These are obviously able to be picked up. It's obviously not Vada Yish.
Well, it's not Vada Yish, but we'll assume he's going to be Miayish. Well, he's Miayish Mikoidim. He's Miayish before, and he says, look, I know I'm going to lose some of my fruit. It's going to fall on the floor. I don't have a simen. Someone's going to pick it up and take it. So he's Miayish already beforehand, according to this. Meikara Yushe Miayish. Even before the whole thing happened, he was Miayish. These are the different pshatim. We have three pshatim in the Gemara. Rashi's pshat is, it fell right below, and he's Miayish because of Shkatzim Miramasim. The Tosfos' pshat is, it fell far away. If he knew about it, he would be Miayish. He doesn't know. But he's Miayish anyway because of the Shkatzim Miramasim that are here. And the Miri's pshat is something totally different.
Tosfos, why is it good according to Rav again?
According to Rav, because it fell far away. So therefore, if you would know if it fell over there, yeah. Right.
According to the
Mir, so the Shaz was the Mir. He might argue on the whole concept of Chazus Olam.
Why can't you just hold it?
It doesn't say that. Could have.
According to the Mir, it comes out that the Gemara is used completely.
That according to everyone.
According to Rashi, it seems like it's Mechila.
Oh, okay. That we'll have to see. According to Miri, also he's Miayish before. Because he knows that they're going to come.
No, because...
He knows that...
Miayish Mamish, because the animals are eating it, so then he won't want it. So
no, they're just eating at the root. They're eating at the root. They're not eating the actual fruit. Just eating at the root. He wants it. It's the same thing. It's a yish mikaidim. It's the chayra. The Gemara says meikara yish miayish. I don't know if it's more of a yish. You were saying. I'm not sure if that's muchach. Akoponim. That's what the Gemara says. Let's see. Rashi says meikara kaidim nefilos and yish miayish diodeo hu sharuach mashir bahem. Vashkotzim mizumanim laichlam down there. So Meili asked the Gemara question. Yasmi delav bnei mechilin in humai. What about Yisoyimim kitanim? That there, Rashi says she'ain hefker and hefker. They can't be mafker. They're not bnei mechilin in humai. Amar Lei says back. Ba'aga ba'arad yasmi loy machzakinon. We don't assume that the valley is going to belong to the Yisoyimim. Muchzak vaymed mai karkata mai. Amar Lei asirin. Rashi says. Then what's the din? The karka atzma is muchzak shal yisaimim. It's an interesting thing Rav Moshe Shmuel points out over here. This is a tifa zachar, but we're going to try to say it. Why is the Gemara stressing the karka? The Gemara, Rashi, Baga be'ara diyasmin lamechzakinon. The land, we shouldn't assume, belongs to Yasim. Do we care who the land belongs to? Is anyone trying to take the land over here? Is there a dispute over who the land belongs to? What are we discussing? What is the object in question?
The dates.
The dates. So why does the Gemara focus on, we don't assume that the whole valley belongs to Yisayimim. We don't assume that the dates belong to Yisayimim. The Gemara says, Muchzik Vayimim Mai, Rashi says, Karka Atzma Shal Yisayimim. What Karka? The tree, the fruits, the chves. Why are we talking about the Karka for? Why is the discussion the Karka? Says Rav Moshe Shmuel, a very tifa of vart, but very gishmak. He says like this, look, do we have the same suffix by every time you pick up an aveda, maybe belong to a cotton? Why don't we have that same suffix by every chayfetz? Maybe it's a cotton's. That we don't have that suffix. It's only over here where we're talking about a date which was on a tree. Why? So he suggests the following thing. Says Rav Moshe Shmuel, maybe Kopanim Rashi holds that a regular Aveda, a cotton can be miyayish from. What does yish mean? Yish means you give up hope. Maybe a regular Aveda, a cotton could be miyayish from. But a cotton cannot be mafkir something that's in his rishus that he can't do. So where did these tamarim fall, according to Rashi? They fell right below the tree in his karka, in his rishus. So therefore, because they fell right there, it's still in his rishus. So if he's going to be miyayish, can't use the regular yush that we think about when it's an aveda. That has to be talking about that he's actually, it's a yush of hefker, where he's doing a mamish, a maisa hefker. He's being mafker and mamish. Therefore, Rashi, when he speaks about Yusayimim Katanim, says, Ein hefkeron hefker. Why does Rashi focus on the word hefker over here? Because the Gemara is discussing a case when you need a real meiser hefker. It's not just like a yish and a chevetz that's not in his rishus. The chevetz is in his rishus. So it has to be like a hefker. So ketanim lav b'nei mechila ninu means they can't do a full-fledged if the chevetz would have fallen out of their rishus, like Tosfos learns, then in a chanami. Then over there, perhaps the cotton could be miyayish. But because we're talking about where the chevetz is still in his rishus, it's still in his karka, it's on his karka. Therefore, we can't rely on the yish of the cotton. For that reason, the Gemara's whole discussion here is only klape the karka. The discussion of where the aveda is. Is the aveda in the karka of the asam or not in the karka of the asam? If the tree would belong to the asam, but the karka below wouldn't, so then we would say that he could be miyayish. Only because the karka belongs to the asam, that therefore we say that the asam is la b'nei mechilininu. Therefore, the focus in our sugya is on the karka. That's what Rav Moshe Shmuel says. It's a very geshmak of art. Shaila is how we understand how the difference between yush being hefker. Rashi says seems to say yush is always hefker. Maybe there's two different types of yush hefker. One is where it's a maisa hefker, and the other one is a maisa yush, which becomes hefker. That we'll have to see. We discussed that a little bit on that phase. That's the way it appears over here from Rashi.
Yeah.
What?
Because the Gemara even asks after. Let's say you find it muchzik va'aymin ma.
Does that mean muchzik va'aymin?
Let's say
the karaka is muchzik va'aymin.
Masha in the previous part of the study when we don't know.
Right, we don't know. That's the shaila. Is the karaka? We don't know what the tzad that the cotton can't be miyayish is if it's the cotton's karaka.
Dates of the karaka, not the cotton.
If the dates fell in the karka of the cotton, we say we can't be mochzik the whole field as being all the karkas is belonging to the cotton. What happens if we know the karka does belong to the cotton? Okay, it's a different story. But before we didn't know. But the tzad to aser was maybe misafek yul aser because maybe it's his karka.
This rishus rabban black is the yasams. How would I assume
that? That's the Gemara says. Baga, b'dar diasmi lo machzakina. Exactly.
Whereas Hamid was to assume that this misafik. Land is made.
Misafik. We thought to do it misafik. What?
Why is
he
there?
Who?
This guy belongs to somebody.
I guess I don't know exactly the answer to that question. It could be that he's there's a derech. Sometimes there's derech that a person can walk through rishus hayachid.
Could be it's leaning over into rishus ram.
But it has to be according to what he's saying that they have to have been presently situated on Rosh Hashayachid. Okay. Wherever they fell has to be a fell into Rosh Hashayachid. This could be why Rashi can't learn Tamar Dezika as it blew it far away. Rashi has to have that it's still somehow in the karka, in the rishus of the awesome.
What about
Gadol? What?
Smash
Gadol
would be able to be miyayish.
Sure, he could. You could be mafker something.
You can't be miyayish something that's
in the rishus. Rashi says before it means hefker.
But we're hefker and hefker. So
Rashi doesn't mean that. That's what's going to come out. Afiza. What's the Gemara Shaila of Karkata Mai? Says the Gemara, The Gemara is another shal, the Karkatamai. It says, Rashi, Dukolim hakruchim mukafin begedir shalavanim saviv. She'en shkatzim ramasim nechnasim sham. It's a, you have a tree, and it's surrounded by stones, and there's no shkatzim ramasim there. The Gemara's question is, what's going to be the din over there? Says the Gemara, Amrale asirin. It's asir. I don't understand what the Gemara's question is, according to Rashi. It seems to me like a very obvious thing, right? If there's no shkatzim ramasim, so for sure, why should it be mutter? It fell into a place where I think it's a no-brainer. According to Rashi, it's quite obvious that he's not miayish. So why should it be mutter? What? Well, just it's a kasha lefi the Meiri. We'll see the Meiri. We're going to see the Meiri in a second. The Meiri says different shot in the Gemara, but I'm not sure the Gemara's kasha is karkata mai. It fell in a place with no shkatzim or muslim. So of course it's going to be usher. Why would you think otherwise? What? Maybe it'll be a loy plug azah. We would think to make a loy plug. I don't know. We didn't find any loy plugs in Hilchas Aveda yet. Maybe that was the Gemara Shiloh.
Maybe the question in his head.
Why is he in a walled field?
Why is he walking into the walled field? I assume that he has that there's a derech. Sometimes people it's not the walled field. It's just around the tree. There's a wall. He's reaching over into a wall and taking it out. What? The Gemara's maskan is it's us, but I don't know what the shaila is, right? Anyway, it's like what? It's a strange shaila. Why would you think in the world that this should be mutter? Muchzuk vayimin. Also, I don't understand so much. If you know the field belongs to a yasim, so what's the shaila? Belongs to a yasim. Unless you say it's only muchzuk vayimin to a yasim, it does not. Maybe it could be like plug. I was thinking that also. Maybe
could it be something in his head? Let's say I have a lot of fields. Question is. Am I maflig? Okay, I know that this little patch is walled, so I am not miyash on that. Or I just my das is since
maybe could be. Toysus is a different pshat in the Gemara. Toysus says what happens is he built the wall, but it didn't help. Hold on one second. It fell outside the wall. Over here, the Chochmas Menoich says this is l'shitasai, obviously. This is l'shitasai, where Tosis is saying that the dates are falling far away. So it fell out of the wall. The Shaili is because he thought it was going to fall in the wall. So is that considered Yushmidas, Yushalamidas? That would be the Gemara Shaila, according to Tosis, l'shitasai. Yeah. And the Meiri has a whole different Shaila. Meiri says the Shaila is as follows. We're assuming that this is called Yish Midas because he knows that the Shkatzim Asim are going to eat at the what? What's it called?
Stem.
The stem. But what happens if he puts a safety net underneath so he knows that it's going to fall, but his intention is to catch it? So therefore, you see, he's not Moichel, even though he knows it's falling, so it's Yish Midas. But the fact is, he's intending on picking it up. That's the Gemara Shiloh Karkata. Again, I'm not sure what the Shiloh is. I mean, a person puts a net there. What, you think you could take it out of the person's net? Why would you think you could take it? But that's the way the Meiri learns, that over here is Gila B'daita, that even though he knows that it's going to fall, he's not Miayish, and he's not Mavkir, because he's in the Skav and the Shimron. Because he puts the net there. The Meiri says another pshat in the Gemara is perhaps that it doesn't mean that he put a net or a wall around it. What it means is that entire branch of the tree fell, not just the date. The entire branch fell. Now the Gemara Shaila would be as follows: I'm miyayish on a date because I assume that dates are going to fall, but a karkata, which he says means a branch, no one expects an entire branch of a tree to fall off the tree. So over there, maybe there's no yish, because he wasn't expecting that to fall. He was expecting dates, but not an entire branch.
Maybe could it be that the Rambam says that if because he surrounded it, it shows that he's not Michael.
Right.
So could that be the Pshan?
That's the Meiri is like the Meiri is the Rama. Yeah.
According to Rashi, Lech Lamaisa, I could just walk over to the tree and take off a day and eat it. Right.
What?
According to who?
Rashi.
How could you take it? How could you do that?
It's Mafkir.
Only when it falls.
It's only Mafkir for when it falls. It's going to fall in his Rishus. Meikara, it's only Al Tanai. It's only when it falls. It's only Shchal L'Chayra when it falls. L'Chayra, don't go doing that. A chayra, I don't know. I would assume that's only chal when it falls. Meikara, he sets in mind anything that falls. I'm after right now. But it's only chal. A chayra. I hear the svara.
Got it.
Okay. Fine. Tosfos says the Gemara asks the question of Yisaimim Lav Bnei Mechila Ninhu. Says Tosfos, Bish Lama LeRava Kivan De Lechigad LeMiYaishi Hashtanami Mikri Yish. Says Tosfos that look, the Gemara's problem of that we discussed that Yisaimim Lav Bnei Mechila is only according to Abaye. According to Rav, it's not a problem. Why? Because when they get older, they will be miyayish. When they get older, they would be miyayish. So therefore, from now also, it's going to be good. Now that's a peladik achidish, because lamaisa can a cotton be miyayish today? So he's just saying no. The Gemara is saying no. He's lav bnei mechilin and whatever you're calling yish. So you're taking a das of later that he could have later and bringing it back to now. Why is Tosis saying that? That's a b'chor, a very big chiz. B'chor Tosis is saying like this. Rebold, every year Shaloi Midas works that way. He doesn't know now. He only knows later. A katan ain't loy das. So therefore he doesn't know now, but he knows later. Take the das of later and scale it back to now. Therefore, according to Rava, that's what we would do. Even though right now the katan can't have yish, we'll take the yish of later and we'll make it work l'mafreya me'ikara from this point. However, the Mishnah Salevi says, look, that's a very big chiddush. And Rashi's not muchach, the Rashi holds that way. Because Rashi was saying the whole time, the Gemara is not necessarily kasha more on Abaye than on Rava. That was Tosis that was saying that this whole thing is bishlama le Rava. But Abaye doesn't go that way. Abaye is just saying we're just trying to add extra strength to the kasha on Abaye. This is the Gemara's question is whether it's Abaye or Rava, says the Mishnah Salevi. Rashi does not have to commit himself to this chiddush. According to Rashi, it could be that everyone agrees that a katan cannot have yish under any circumstances. Why not? There's no yish over here. Perhaps, Rabbi Yisai, this would play back into the machlokes of understanding how yish shalomi das works. Perhaps. Shemina as follows. It could be that Tosis' understanding Yish Lomi Das is we're taking the Das of later and we're bringing it earlier. At Kamas, we have the Das later, we could bring it earlier. The person earlier couldn't have the Das, but we're not using his Das of earlier, we're using his Das of later, and we're bringing it back. That's the way that Tosis understood it. Rashi understood Yish Lomi Das being a totally different thing. Rashi understood Yish Lomi Das is that it's a Dovar Shestomo Yish, which means that the Matziv is itself Mechayiv Yish. So even if he doesn't know about it to be Miyayish, but the yish is here ki'ilu intrinsically. But it's a yish of now. It's not a yish of later. It's a yish of right now. The matzav is mechayiv yish. It's a davar shestamo yish. So he has yish now. Because if he would know about it later, be miyayish. Therefore, he's miyayish already now. But a katan ain't like das. A katan can't be miyayish now. So there's no possibility of having yish here today. Tosfos says, in a chanami, it's not yish here today. It's yish tomorrow. And we go back to the future, and we'll bring that yish of later back to now, and the yish of later will work now. But Rashi says, no, there's no such thing. We need a yish of today. Can the cotton be miyayish today? The cotton can't be miyayish today. Therefore, there's not going to be any yish. So Rashi holds, you can't take a yish of later and bring it to now. If the cotton is not shayach to yish, there's no yish here. Great. That's Rashi Lishitasa in his understanding of how Yish Lomidas works. Because you need that the word is that there's a present Yish, the way that we always saw in Rashi. Rashi said, the Lashon of Rashi is, Kivan de l'chiyod miyayish, meikara nami have a Yish, there's Yish here today. Katne in Ladas, it can't be miyayish today.
So, according to everyone, according to Rashi.
According to our Gemara.
According to Rashi, it's kash on everyone.
Yeah, but that's not a problem, because Rashi said anyway, it was going to be a kash on everyone.
So that means that Rashi holds, even though it's din in the chafsa, but it's din in the chafsa for that specific person?
Yeah.
As opposed to general?
Could be, yeah. We'll have to discuss that. We'll try to discuss that maybe tomorrow. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, just want to end with one little thing. This is not... that's basically the sunya. One last thing is the base. Aaron Clares, what's the din by Zuta Shel Yam? Zuta Shel Yam and a chafetz of a cotton. What would be the din? So let's go through it for a second. Zuta shel yam, the chevitz of a cotton gets swept up in the zuta shel yam. Would you say that it's mutter or it's us? Let's say you knew it belonged to a cotton. So as follows. If you hold like Tosfos, zuta shel yam is a new heter, nothing to do with yish at all, zero shaychus to yish. So the Torah is matir. The Torah is matir. It has nothing to do with anything. The Torah says it's mutter. So I don't care if it's a katan or a gadol. Even a gadol is not miyayish, and we let you take it. So a katan is not miyayish. So what? The vart is the Torah is mafkir. Torah is mafkir l'chayim. However, if you understand that the pshat in Zuto Shayam is that over here there's Xeris HaKosif, that Yishalomidas is Have Yiyush, so that might depend. If you understand that you can use the Yiyush of later, so then even like Tosfos says, so being that everyone agrees over here that Yishalomidas Have Yiyush should be able to use the Yiyush of later and let it work. But if you understand, like Rashi's saying, that even if over here we're saying Yush, let me just have a Yush, but it's only if you could have Yush here. There's no Yush today. What?
It's
Vada Miyayish, but he's not a person to be Miyayish. He doesn't have Das. But so the Maisa, we said, Tosfos holds. What? What did you say? Yeah, but Tosfos is the one who holds anyway that. That it's Rachman Afkare. The Chayra, Rashi is going to hold. It's going to come out. Rashi is going to hold that if you have a chepet shel katan in a zuta shel yam, that you cannot keep it. The Chayra is like, and that's the way the base Aaron is medayik from the Ritva here of Anot. The Ritva holds that you can't keep a chepet of a katan in a zuta shel yam. It'll be an afkamin al halacha. It's what? Oh, good. You say, very good. You deserve a saying that. But if it's not as Rishus, then maybe even a cotton can have years. It's only because we're saying that it's in this term. So the Firma Shishmul will come out that there's an Afkim Lacha. Very good. Very good. Okay, Rabbi said, we finished the Sugya of Yishalom Yidas. I think that we should at least for another day, maybe two, try to make a kinyan on the sugya. We're going to try tomorrow to do a chazara, and perhaps Tuesday also. I'll see what the oilam's holding. If you want to do, we'll do a chazara in the whole sugya of Yish Lomidas, which is the past two blot. And Beis Hashem, the next sugya is a sugya of Siman Asin Lidares and the likes. The sugyas that are coming up go relatively quickly, so we're going to start moving. Let's see where we'll. Basically, this is the really hard. We hit the real major sugya here. I don't see anything else here until we get to Chavdalet Amin Aleph. Beis Hashem, let's see how to dishmaya.